Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control? Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Yes, this is the segment where you challenge us to sort something out for you, if we can, from the too hard basket. Lynette is in a party pickle. She's written in to say, and I quote, "I have a significant birthday coming up and I've decided to have a party. Let's just say I've got the half century. I've booked a room in the local pub. They ordinarily cater for more people, but due to COVID, the numbers have been reduced. My dilemma is," she says, "in my excitement, I've inadvertently invited too many people and I've exceeded the COVID limit. In hindsight, some I asked probably should have been left off the list in favour of those I'm closer to. Not everyone has RSVP'd at this stage, but if they do, the numbers are going to blow out. I don't want to risk family and friends," right, Lynette, "some of whom will have travelled from afar, to being relegated to the back bar or the pokies room, or much worse, not being able to come into the party at all. So what do I do? How do I uninvite people to a birthday party? What would you do in Lynette's shoes? Maybe you've been there already. You can leave a comment on the RN Facebook page post. With me are two guests who I'm sure know how to party. In fact, I think they've done some of it on Radio National with Life Matters. It's the Hot Flush duo of Kim Berry and Mrs. Woog. Hello, you two.
Oh, hello.
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 Mrs. Woog, given the times we're living in, surely changing plans at short notice due to COVID restrictions is something you've had to go through.
Well, I think that, for a start, this is like a big worst nightmare of mine. I feel sorry for this woman. But I think we are so used to things being disappointed that I think people are sort of, quite reasonable about that.
Right. So how then, okay, that's, yes, Kim, I think you're asking me the same question. How then do you express that disappointment in who you cut out?
Well, I think it's
silence now,
probably,
hey?
Yeah, honesty is probably your best policy.
Get to the pointy end of the conversation.
Sorry, Mrs. Woog, we interrupted you. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm used to it. I think honesty is the best policy in this situation, and she shouldn't really spend a lot of time stressing about it because she can't do anything about it. I think that if it was me, I would take the people who haven't RSVP'd, which I think is rude to start with, and I would probably just contact them and say, "Oh, you know, you never got back to me, and sadly, you know, they've had to put a limit on the amount of people I can have, so bad luck." But you would say it a lot nicer than that, I suppose.
Do you think, Mrs. Wu, because normally you're so diplomatic and tactful, I'm surprised you think we need to change the words at all. Kim, do you think that would open up a whole new level of tension around going, "Sorry, you didn't get back in time, bye-bye for now"?
Yeah, you can't, no, that's just no good. Here are the options, right? When something like this happens, you just got to throw money at the problem. Find a bigger venue, hire a hall, and then you can have more people in the space.
But what if it's too late? What if venues like that have already been booked out? And that can happen.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, it can. The other option is you split it into two. So you almost have an event with, say, family, and then you have an event with friends. Or you have, so that then you're not basically cutting people out, but you're just making accommodations for having two different events so that everyone can still come. Because think about it, if you have one event and you've told people, "Sorry, you can't come," and then you're putting up photos on Instagram or other social media outlets, and then those people that couldn't come see it, you're not going to have a good time.
But I think it's really badly behaved not to RSVP. I mean, I've got a certain friend of mine, Michael, who's getting married soon.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure.
That's really weird because I've heard that Kim's getting married.
Oh, have you heard that? There you go. What a coincidence. Yeah.
She's invited me. She's invited me.
It's 1 month yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. And in fact, I knew
that. Let me just tell you that getting the wedding body ready just has really failed quite spectacularly.
Thanks for sharing that. However, what about venue? Are you okay with that? You got something that can accommodate changes in COVID policy?
That will be interesting, you know, because I think that the changes that came in yesterday were like you can't now be standing up and drinking again. That restriction came back into play.
Which is my favourite thing to do.
I know, right? Who doesn't love standing up with a canape and a glass of bubbles and, you know, and that was essentially what our event is, I should say. So,
it's
that
a month
will be
away.
Interesting.
It's
it is a month away. Yeah, it's a month away.
And this is only a temporary measure.
Like if we have to cancel, you have to cancel. And it's not, I don't know, it's just not the end of the world.
Okay. And Mrs. Woog, have you had an invitation to this event?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. Just checking.
Of course.
I've RSVP'd.
Within 1 minute of receiving that, I RSVP'd for my entire family because I cannot wait.
Okay, I know.
So hence the point you're making.
You stuffed it up the first time, Michael, and this time you're not going to stuff it up.
Well,
second time's the charm.
Second time's the charm. And by the third, my Lord, you'll be just brimming with it. Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
Exactly. Back to this current situation,
because Lynette is still obviously agonising over this. I think Felicity, if I can just share this one post from Facebook, it's had 59 likes when we put this scenario up from Two Hard Basket. Felicity says, as you said, Kim, have the party in two halves, one at lunch, one at dinner. Some guests with the small kids or who tire easily will prefer the lunch one anyhow. The ragers can come to the evening party. The only guest to cross over at both is the guest of honour to avoid intermingling the groups and increasing COVID transmission risk. Brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant. Could you imagine if you were the birthday girl? I was just thinking, like, she must be knackered after that. Like, I don't know.
But think of the love. Think of all the love, you know. I reckon that's a great idea.
I suppose.
Who said that? Was it Felicity? Was that from
That was Felicity.
Felicity. She gets the, you know, I don't know, she gets the gold star of the week, I reckon. That's exactly
Nobel
right.
Peace Prize, maybe.
Yeah, the lunch and then into the dinner. We're contemplating that for my son's 21st, which we have to survive before the wedding.
Now, bear in mind.
So that's in 2 weeks.
Oh, there you go. So, I mean, I love the way everything is about you, Kim. But, I mean,
yes, of course. Let's bring it back.
She is the bride. It's true. We want pictures of them from the wedding. But I have to say, with this regard, of course, it depends on how far out Lynette is facing this horror. Because if she wants to split it into two, which sounds logically a really great way to do this, she also has to have a venue for the lunchtime gathering. It may be the same venue. It may not. But the thing is, she has to get her skates on, right?
Yeah, I would keep it at the same venue.
I think that
makes a lot of sense.
But how do you get rid of people? You can't just go ding, right, second round.
Well, no, Mrs.
The people
Woog
who
is
are coming
at
lunch will, you know, the people who are coming at the lunch venue will not be staying around for 8 hours or 6 hours into the dinner one.
So you send out a new email saying, look, I'm so popular, I am so charismatic. all of you want to come, so we're actually splitting it up. And the family, the people with families come to lunch. There'll be, you know, steak and chips for the adults and fish and chips for the kids. And then everyone, you got to nick off by 3 p.m. I go home and have a bit of a lie down. I have a nana nap because I am 50. And then I come back for 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Are we finished?
That sounds exhausting.
I know, but it's not your life or your birthday, Mrs. Woog. We're just trying to find an answer here.
Heavens forbid, what's that going to look like? But I will just quickly tell you a quick tale. A friend of mine recently got married and she was having it at her house and everything was fine and then the COVID came in and she had to, week and a half, had to find a new venue. And she did find one, but it was very stressful.
Okay. I'm not sure that's helpful.
That's a great story.
I'm not sure it's very helpful.
Need more dragons.
That's right. I feel like we've reached a form of resolution, at least Kim and I have, that will be useful in some way to Lynette's plight.
Ganging up on me again. What a surprise.
Well, look, you know, it's just swings and roundabouts, Mrs. Woog. You know that you'll be back on the favourite next time.
That's right. He will be Mrs. Woog. I promise. He will.
Hey, you know what, Michael? You will need to have us on just straight after the wedding so we can do a debrief.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay, let's do that. Yeah. We'll try and come up with a Two Hard Basket so Mrs. Woog and I can get stuck into you on it. That'd be great.
Yeah, do it.
All right? Okay, it's a deal.
Perfect.
Mrs. Woog and Kim Berry, Kim's getting married soon. Yes, we'll be following the wedding. Both are creators of the Hot Flush podcast. And if you have an issue, no dilemma is too large or small. Just email us, about 150 words, lifematters@abc.net.au.